Hello and welcome. I'm Alec Hogg. You've seen the headlines on biznews.com, watched and listened to interviews on BizNews TV and BizNews Radio. So now let's talk about what the latest developments mean for your money. This is the Editor's Desk, exclusive analysis for BizNews Premium members. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2026. Glad to have you with me. I find myself spending quite a bit of time this morning on a most fascinating case that is before the Takeover Regulatory Panel. And it really is damning. There's a lot at stake here for, well, one guy who's incredibly well known in the business community and another who will not be the chief executive for very much longer of a JSE-listed company if what the TRP is alleging actually did happen. And what it's alleging is not only going to cost Novus 55 million rand, but you've got to wonder if people doing business with this company, which was spun out of Naspers 8 years ago, is still a ethical organization. So let me tell you the backstory here. The Takeover Regulation Panel had a look at a case of the purchase by Novus of Mustek. Now, you recall Mustek is a long-standing JSE-listed company. It used to be very well known many years ago, started by a Taiwanese immigrant to this country and very strong in the computer field. Mustek is being bought by Novus, which, as mentioned before, was the printing arm of Naspers, which got spun out, a little bit like what happened with MultiChoice. And an offer was put on the table of 13 rand a share. That was back in November. What has now come to light is that Novus was operating in concert with another party, with its financial helpers, I suppose you might call them. And they did a deal. They bought shares 18% higher after the takeover was announced. Only 3,000 shares in a deal of less than 50,000 rand. But the Takeover Regulatory Panel has ruled that because the broker and Novus were operating in concert, that the higher price that was paid has to be offered to all shareholders. It's a long-standing rule that if you make a takeover bid as a party that is buying shares in the market, you have to offer shareholders, all shareholders of the company that you're acquiring, the highest price that you paid for those shares. So there's a lot at stake here. 55 million rand is the one thing. But the real thing at stake here is reputational cost, because the chairman of the Novus and the chief executive of Novus both work for a company called A2 Investment Partners. But the one is non-executive at Novus, that's the chairman, and the other one is clearly non-executive, or he's a partner at this investment firm. And what the Takeover Regulatory Panel says happened was that the chairman of Novus was sitting in the same office as the stockbroking company that operated for them. And although these two were supposedly independent and weren't supposed to know what was going on with each other, the chairman was being copied in emails which were sent to the Novus chief financial officer, and that from the broker to say, these are the stocks that we've been buying, the shares that we've been buying in Mustek. It's a terrible mess for Novus. And Novus has appealed. They now want to go against it. Now, whether or not that appeal continues, or whether or not shareholders of Novus say, hang on a minute, we need to clean this up now and quickly, is only going to be known in the next few days. But 119 pages from the TRP and they have lots of evidence to back up their finding, would suggest that there is quite a mountain for Novus to climb to somehow get this whole thing turned around. Interesting story. Another interesting story, and a really beautiful one, was written for us by David Shapiro. And David goes into so much of his wisdom from the past and goes back into some insights that he has about corporate titans in South Africa. And he asks, where have they gone to? Where are the Brian Joffes of the past who could take a group of disparate companies underperforming and put them together into a top-performing organization through his own insights and energy and through the production of a purpose? And Joffe's case, it was something called ROFI for Joffe, Return on Funds Employed. And Bidvest today is still evidence of the excellent foundations that he put in place. And David asks, why is this the case? He says that he's been spending some weeks, thinking about this, and he's penned what he thinks is the reason for it. It's an excellent piece, and it's on BizNews. Another excellent piece is by Nuru Rabini, one of the world's great economists, the man who was known as Dr. Doom because ahead of the great financial crisis, he was waving flags vigorously that no one was watching. Well, he became very famous as a consequence of that. And Nuru Rabini is now telling us that the problem with Europe is not what is hitting the headlines in the global media, i.e. immigration and wokish behavior, but is something else entirely. And when you read this piece, which he has written and which we on BizNews have exclusive rights for on our continent, you will know that there is something here that resonates with anybody who understands how economies actually work. Europe has got problems, but they're not the problems that you think they are. Nuru Rabini has written that piece. That's on BizNews. And we've really got a strong content slate for you today. But another one that caught my attention is from our partners at Bloomberg, which uncovers how Russia used a gaming app to recruit South Africans into its war with Ukraine. And one of these guys, one of the two who were recruited in this way, is actually not with us any longer. He died just weeks after arriving in Russia and being sent to the front lines. It's a scary story that resonates so much. Remember, we do know that Jacob Zuma's daughter has been involved in some way. The allegations are in a very deep way in recruiting South Africans for the Russian army. We also know that there was, I think it's four people at the SABC, well, certainly an SABC announcer who's part of a group of four, who were actively recruiting people for service in the Russian army. It just boggles the mind that people can do this to their countrymen who are sitting quite happily and safely in our country. And the only reason why they would be open to this is because of the absolutely appalling economic approach that has been taken by the government in this country, which is contracting the South African economy at a rate that is almost criminal when you think about the potential of this beautiful land of ours. But there are signs that things are improving. And one of those signs is the appointment of Andy Motsebe as the National Prosecuting Authority's new head, the successor to the very underwhelming Shamila Batoy, who came here from the International Criminal Court, supposedly with a very high reputation. And maybe she is very good, but she didn't get anything done. She certainly couldn't execute. Andy Motibi has shown that he can execute as the head of the SIU, and a consequence of that gave him a guarded thumbs up from Glynis Breytenbach, who would know this organization better than any other politician, given that she did serve as a public prosecutor for many years at the National Prosecuting Authority. So it is a move in the right direction. Whether it was chosen by Cyril Ramaphosa willingly or not is still an open question. The panel that he appointed, had six candidates, and now the idea that we're being told is that none of the candidates were suitable. Well, when you are put on that panel, a chap called Menzi Simelane, who the Constitutional Court has found was unfit for that post, then you've got to know that there's a bit of a dodgy process happening here. The DA said, we will take you to the highest court in the land, Mr. Ramaphosa, if you appoint any of these people. And today's appointment of Andy Motibi, who was not one of those six, shows that maybe Cyril is listening to some people in some areas, or perhaps those around him, close to him, have realized that some games you just don't win, and this was one that they weren't going to. Well, I'm going to leave it there for today. Please keep your eye on the Premium newsletter for links to our freshest published content. Thanks for trusting us with your time. I'm Alec Hogg. Until tomorrow, cheerio.